This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Friday further paved the way for aid to flow to Afghanistan despite U.S. sanctions on the Taliban, who seized control of the country last month, amid concern Washington's punitive measures could compound an unfolding humanitarian crisis. The U.S. Treasury Department said it issued two general licenses, one allowing the U.S. government, NGOs, and certain international organizations, including the United Nations, to engage in transactions with the Taliban or Haqqani network, both under sanctions that are necessary to provide humanitarian assistance. The second license authorizes certain transactions related to the export and re-export of food, medicine, and other items. The United Nations said at the start of the year, more than 18 million people, about half of Afghanistan's population, require aid amid the second drought in 4 years. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said last week Afghanistan is on the, quote, verge of a dramatic humanitarian disaster and has decided to engage the Taliban in order to help the country's people. Iran's foreign minister said Friday that stalled talks on the Iranian nuclear accord would resume, quote, very soon, but accused the United States of sending, quote, contradictory messages on reviving the deal. The talks seek the return of the United States to the 2015 agreement trashed by former President Donald Trump, as well as Iran's return to full compliance. European nations are trying to kickstart the deal that Trump pulled America out of in 2018. He reinstated sanctions on Iran that Washington had lifted as part of the agreement. Since then, Tehran has also retreated from many of its commitments. Trump's successor, Joe Biden, has indicated he wants to return to the deal.